Welcome to the greatest queer podcast in the world, Calama. Calama, Calama, Calama. Queer, 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 queer. Hello, and thank you for listening to Calama Queer, the podcast that discusses LGBTQ life and addresses LGBTQ issues.
Yeah. Hey. What up? Yeah. Okay. So, this is Calama Queer. I'm Colette. I'm pansexual. And, yeah. Our question of the week is, assign every member in Calama Queer a Beatles member and say why you picked that. So, okay. So, I think I would be John Lennon because, you know, I'm totally, like, brooding and stuff and gonna change the world, you know? Right? And then I think Mariah would be... No, Dustin would be Ringo, because, you know, you would be George. Marty would be George, because he's, like, the brooding, sexy one, you know?
Everybody's brooding.
And then Mariah would be...
one of the Beach Boys.
Mariah would be the Monkees.
No.
You can't see my face, but I'm dying inside.
No, Mariah would be Paul, because, I mean, if she was going to go start another podcast, I think that podcast would be the equivalent of Wings.
Oh, God. Damn. Okay. Woo! So, my name is Mariah. let's see. I don't know. I think it'd be John Lennon. I'd be John Lennon, shocker, because I'm peaceful, and I'm sweet, I'm gonna change the world. I'm so cool, guys! But no, and then I'd get in a fight with Paul, so.
Who's Paul?
You have to assign the whole group.
Oh, God! Okay. No, we'd all be John Lennon because we're awesome.
Oh,
like,
whatever.
I don't
whatever
like any of the others.
Mariah.
I hate everybody else
Barf.
But John Lennon.
How can you hate
sorry.
George?
Sorry.
Oh, God. And you hate Ringo. He was on...
Ringo.
Tom
where is
Tank
Ringo now?
Whatever,
Ringo
right?
Married
wasn't
a blonde girl.
Huh?
I don't know. It's your turn, Marty. Jesus.
Okay, I'm Party Marty. Oh, you didn't say your identity.
Oh, yeah. I'm queer. I'm lesbian.
Looking really quiet.
Okay, I'm Party Marty, and I identify as a gay, gender non-conforming male.
Oh God!
I know.
Jeez.
What was I going to say? Oh, for the Beatles, I would be Paul because he's the only one with a little bit of a career.
Ooh.
Even though it. Kind
the
of
rest
terrible.
Are dead except for Ringo, and everybody knew he wasn't gonna make it. But
Ringo, aww.
And then I would make, Mariah John, because, she would come up with a song like Imagine. Because that's like
yeah, my terrible
cause
she's poetry.
Mariah.
Yeah.
Dustin would be George. And Colette would be Ringo.
How am I Ringo?
Ringo.
Because I'm going to marry a Bond girl? Yeah.
Because you always
yeah.
have all these crazy ideas like, we should have a queer bonfire where we burn the center down.
That's a good idea, though.
Yeah, and then we never use them.
Probably not, but, aww.
That's a good idea. It's like a protest.
Yeah. Okay, Dustin, your turn.
Alright, I'm Dustin, and I'm a gay man, and I would probably be Paul for the same reason as Marty, because I'd want a career to keep on going. But Colette would have to be John, because she'd have to die, like, dramatically.
Wow.
She's the most dramatic, truth. Is what he's saying.
Marty... What? Marty would be George, because I feel like Marty's going to grow up and to be, well, you probably will die of a heart attack, but...
What's with the morbid tone, mister?
I mean, heart disease runs in my family, but...
Exactly.
Debbie Downer. Wah, wah,
and then Mariah would be Ringo. Because I could see Mariah on Thomas the Train.
Was that Ringo or George who was on Thomas?
I thought that was George.
Was it George or... One of them. Anyway.
Anyway. We would love to hear from you listeners, if we have any, after that opening.
Woo!
So, email any comments, questions, or even coming out stories you have to ambassadors@kglrc.org. Mm-hmm. And we would potentially read them on the podcast. So, shaw.
Okay. So, now we're going to do our highs and lows. Every week, we pick a few articles concerning recent LGBTQ news, and we call them our highs and lows, and we discuss them. So, our high was creating change.
We all went to creating change!
Hey.
Amazing.
Yeah. So let's start with Marty. What were your thoughts on creating change?
I loved creating change. I thought the workshops were great. The environment was great. It was just overall a good time.
God.
Okay. You know what I liked the most was bonding with you guys.
Oh.
And sleeping in Marty's bed.
Mm-hmm.
With him.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. I'd say my favorite part, it was just really nice to be in a supportive environment of other queer people, and you can talk about, hey, my girlfriend and I, and not have them go, what? So, it was nice. It was really
unless they can't hear you across the room. And then they'd be like, what?
And I,
cool. And then I would do this.
I think my, well, one of my favorite parts was the gender neutral bathrooms. Because
that was so cool.
It was, not only was it cool, it was really inspiring to, like, go to the bathroom and have women and men and everyone in between in there.
We all peed really together.
Cool. We did, guys.
I mean
not in the same
in the
stall.
No, we're
all in the same stall.
You done yet? Okay.
We all held hands and, like, we're in a circle in the
scene.
Stall.
Was it like a bridesmaid scene?
Moved in a circle and sat down.
Okay, so our low is that I'm not sure if the bill was signed into law or not. Was it signed?
Yes.
Okay. Mother of the Lord in heaven.
Okay, so the bill basically took away all domestic partner benefits in the state of Michigan, and that affected the domestic partner benefits that we had.
The
domestic parnifits that we had, that we voted on in a referendum in Kalamazoo.
Yeah, Rick Schneider.
We're calling you out, bro.
What up?
What
so
up?
We know it was you.
Basically, the iron fist of Rick Schneider took away the domestic parnifit benefits, not the parnifits, that we had in Kalamazoo.
Yeah, and then also, there was a rally, wasn't there?
Oh,
yeah.
Yes, there was.
Oh, you mean that one that we were all at?
And we all were speaking at it? What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I brought cookies, just saying.
From Victorian Bakery.
Shout out to Victorian Bakery.
That's where
hey.
We're at.
Hey.
Victorian Bakery.
Okay.
Hey,
girl.
All right.
Park Street.
So, each Calum Queer podcast, we have a specific theme or feature.
What about the article? Wasn't that one of those? Oh, no, it's not.
No,
ooh, sorry.
That's
after Mariah interrupted me,
Rose.
We'll discuss some of the serious sides of some issues, but we'll also address the lighter sides of things. This week's feature is Queers in the Media.
Yeah.
Queers in the Media.
Okay, so let's talk about Queers in the Media.
How do we find them? Queer enough? Or not queer enough?
What? It's going to be a
story. Okay, anyway, a couple Queers in the Media are our favorites. Anderson Cooper. Although, Anderson, come on. It's time to come out.
Yeah.
Rachel Maddow! Woo!
We're trying to get her to come to our Pride, I think. That's the last time
I
checked. We were trying to get her to be our keynote speaker.
Come on, Rachel.
Rachel Maddow.
Please.
Rachel, you should
it
totally
like
come.
Rachel was mad. Ow! And she hit me.
Ian McKellen! Who's or as I like to call him, Gandalf the White.
Oh, he's gay? didn't know he was gay.
Wait, was he the guy that played Dumbledore?
No, two different guys. And then...
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now he is.
Sir Ian McKellen.
I did not know he was gay.
He's a big gay man. You've never seen the pictures of him wearing the, like, some people are gay, get over it shirt?
No.
What? You little monkey.
Is he really
so
that old?
So, we also have Neil Patrick Harris.
NPH! You're unaware with Neil Patrick Harris. He plays Barney on How I Met Your Mother.
And he's in Harold and Kumar.
Bad.
And he's so funny.
And he's in a lot of Broadway.
Broadway.
And he's got a baby.
He does.
Oh my what? God. He His does? Kids are yeah. so cute.
They're so cute.
I've never seen his kids.
And he has a partner, husband.
Yeah, he's really cute.
Husband now because of New York.
And then I don't know if you guys know this one, but Ellen.
DeGeneres?
She's actually a lesbian.
Jesus.
Oh, really? Wow.
Right.
Wow.
Ellen.
And then for our Whovians out there and our whatever, you know, John Barrowman. Berman?
Brahman. I don't know. Who is he?
He's Captain Jack Harkness, Marty. If you watch Doctor Who or Torchwood, you would know that.
I know.
I don't watch either of them.
Nope.
Hipster right. alert.
Also.
That's not hipster. That's called.
Doctor Who is kind of.
No, yeah, it is.
Not if you're... Okay, tips. It depends on your level of involvement in the Whovian community.
Here we go.
Also,
yeah,
there's also...
Yeah, I lecture you guys about
okay,
Doctor Who
okay,
all the time.
Okay, there's also Lady Gaga, Elton John. Who else can we list off?
Wanda Sykes.
Wanda oh, yeah. Sykes.
Yep.
So, next, we're gonna go to Bigot Block? Yeah? Bigot Block?
Well, let's see. Should we talk more about queers in the media?
Yeah, we can.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you my personal opinion on queers in the media from watching the show Glee. There's a gay character, and I'm not really a Glee fan.
Me either.
And I kind of find the character kind of annoying, to be honest.
Yeah, me too.
He just seems to be a stereotype. I mean,
yeah,
that's just me. Also, I lost it. Oh, Modern Family.
Oh, I love that show.
The gay couple in Modern Family, I love the exposure, and I like that, you know, gay parenting is getting out there, but at the same time, they're very stereotypical. Like, I mean, they're playing to...
The one is... I mean,
Cam.
They both kind of are, you know, but I think, yeah, Cam sort of...
Like, but then again,
you know, they
really
tried to, like, unstereotype him by, like, being like, oh, we grew up on the farm.
Yeah.
But at the same time.
But I
grew up
glad
on
that there's exposure, yeah. though, because there's not a lot of shows that are talking about gay parents and adoption. And so I'm thankful
talked
for
about
that.
It in Queer Folk, but I also don't like that show.
Yeah.
Because they make the gay community look like all we care about is sex.
One big ol' orgy.
Mm-hmm.
Or the L
that
word. Boo, L word. I'm sorry. So all the lesbians may hate me, but...
Whoa, all the queer women.
All the queer women. Whoops. No, I don't like the L word because it makes queer women seem like they're just completely femme, which there's nothing wrong with that, but it makes it seem like there are no other identities. It's basically making it like a sexual fantasy, and that's it, that we don't have real lives. All we do is have sex and do our hair. Woo!
And it's boring.
And
what
it's
a boring,
boring
show.
Yeah.
It kind of is. I watched like one episode and I was like,
me too.
Thing.
I was like, what?
Stupid.
Oh, Martin, you know who we should talk about? RuPaul.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Love RuPaul.
Everyone.
Shout out to RuPaul.
Hey!
Okay. I guess we're going to be done with our feature now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So let's move on to Bigot Block.
All right. In this segment, we pick out one of our favorite bigots and discuss how ridiculous they are. Our bigot this week is, well, this month.
Does it say your name?
Atlanta Hate Crime Caught on Videotape. That's
yeah.
his full name.
So, in this instance, there was a boy, well, I can just read the description. After a spat of hate crimes last year against members of the gay community, a new video has emerged showing an Atlanta street gang brutally beating a man because they believed he was gay. In the 30-second clip posted Monday, a man wearing Pittsburgh Jack City gang t-shirts And several... Okay, yep. And several others called the victim a derogatory name for a gay person. As they punch him in the head, hit him with a tire iron, and then stomp on his body.
His crumpled body.
Crumpled body. They say no faggots in Jack City, one of the attackers. So, in this instance, I'm very happy that it was caught on tape and that the ACLU has press charges, not only against the county, but against the attackers. So, shout out to the ACLU.
Hey!
But also...
When did we start doing that?
The first time we recorded this, we decided to do it.
Guys could have told me.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey for confusion.
Yeah.
But yeah, and so I think that this is really sad that this is still going on. And even though the man wasn't gay, it says a lot that just for wearing, you know, skinny jeans, you can be attacked because you're perceived as being gay.
Gay person do we know even wears skinny jeans?
Marty.
Right, Marty.
Oh, so yeah, that's our bigot vlog.
Oh. Hey!
And Fox News.
So I'm moving right along to QGT. Queer Girls Talk.
Okay.
What? Alright! Hey! What's up?
Hey.
It's just us girls now.
Oh, God.
Jesus. This segment, we're going to talk about how to be a good ally.
Yeah.
Recently-ish, I had a friend who I considered my ally say to somebody else that I talk too much about being gay and getting my rights and stuff like that, which I don't think is valid.
Oh, darn rights.
Yeah, because I'm a gay person who doesn't have rights and my community doesn't have rights, and I apparently talk about transgender people too much, like...
Oh, nuts.
Right?
Darn.
I know. And he was supposed... He was one of my biggest allies. And that's not being a good ally. Like, even if I talk about it too much, like, you have to realize that in my situation, it's all-consuming.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what a lot of people don't understand is that you can't just call yourself an ally. You can't just say, I'm supportive of the gay community. You have to act like it. And that's why we say, you're not an ally until a gay person or a queer person tells you you are an ally.
Mm-hmm. And I think this also goes along with girls who are just, you know, all they have is gay boyfriends, and then they're not an ally to any of the other identities. But, oh, I'm such a good ally. Like, no, that doesn't make you an ally. Also, people who go around saying, oh, I'm an ally, and they think it gives them a license to say faggot or fag hag or dyke or anything offensive. It doesn't. And I really think that our allies need to... I mean, I'm really... I appreciate our allies so much, but sometimes you have to be sensitive and be careful. It's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah.
So, I'd like to shout out one of my allies, Mr. Williams, the executive of my GSA. He is Republican and conservative, but he stepped out of his normal role and helped us start up our GSA, and now we have 40 members, and it's going really well. So I just want to say that it's great to have him. So.
Yeah, my best ally to this day is and will always be my little sister. Violet Royal, because she's just continually supportive, and I know, like, when people ask her questions at school, she's just like, yeah, she's gay, what's your problem? And I like that. I like my sister. Anyway, moving on! Moving on.
Okay, so now it's time for QMT, that is Queer Men's Talk.
Hey!
So now it's just us bros.
Sitting here, talking about stuff.
Yep, all right.
Yeah, okay.
We are also going to talk about how to be a good ally.
Mm-hmm.
And let's start. I'm just going to say, generally, a lot of times gay men, their biggest allies are women.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically straight women. And we often find that a lot of straight men don't want to, I don't know, associate themselves with us just because of the whole stigma.
Yeah.
But one of my greatest allies is Grady. Shout out to Grady.
Hey!
He actually recently gave money to the Resource Center, something you should do. But yeah, he is really good at listening and learning and not being, what am I thinking?
Judgmental?
Yeah, not being judgmental towards the LGBT community and towards my political opinions.
I've met Grady before. He's really nice. Mm-hmm. I don't have a lot of straight friends that are guys, but one of my greatest allies, whom I don't really get to see anymore because he's going to Ferris now, is probably my friend Brayden. He was one of the best people that, like, I've ever spent time with before because he was always listening and always understanding and very, very nice about it. So, shout out to Brayden.
Hey!
Hey! But, yeah, he was one of the great... But I do have a great ally in my life right now, and her name is Kendra Heckman. And I love her to death, and she understands everything in my life, and is very understanding. So, shout out to Kendra.
Hey!
Hey!
We're getting a little lazy, guys.
All right, well, I think this wraps up. Mm-hmm. QMT?
QMT.
Okay, so we're going to go to our sign-off, and I just want to say that this podcast is made possible through a donation from the Arcus Foundation, support from the KGLRC, and donations from listeners like you. Thank you.
You should give us money.
But also, you should fund a week of youth group.
Oh, yeah.
Have you guys heard about this?
Oh, my God, it's like a great idea. Where did this come from?
Marty, explain.
Well, you see... we found out how much it costs, basically, per week to support the... Yes, what? To support...
I'm giving you a beat.
Okay.
Lay down the beat.
To support the youth programming, the wonderful youth programming, that goes on here at the KGLRC. And it was somewhere around $300.
A 300.
That's it?
I know,
My God.
So we said, we had this great idea, how about we have listeners and viewers of the podcast and other people in our community sponsor a week of youth.
Oh my God. But you know what? If you can't afford $300, I'm pretty sure you can still make a donation of $25.
$5 is good.
I mean,
yeah, $1, yeah. 50 cents.
We can, 25. We can, and you can have one of us be an auctioneer and just, like, talk like that. I can't, but we'll
I can't
someone.
Either.
We'll see how that goes.
Yeah. but, no, you guys should really think about it. So.
And then, you know, if you did sponsor youth group, we would recognize you in some way. We'd probably send you a nice little letter.
Make you a shrine.
Flowers.
We might not, put your name up somewhere. But, yeah. So we'd like to quickly promote the KGLRC youth group. It's every Thursday at the KGLRC building. That is 629 Pioneer Street. It's from 7 to 9, and it's a safe and fun environment for LGBT youth.
Comment on our Facebook page and our YouTube page, Comma Queer.
Follow us on Tumblr.
Follow us on Tumblr, Comma Queer.
Follow our Twitter that we're going to start tweeting from.
Yeah, email us, share us with your friends.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, we're releasing a vlog soon. Actually, we just uploaded it.
Dun, 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 dun.
So you should go watch that, too. It's called How to Not Be Cray When Getting Hit On or something like that.
Yeah. Okay. Bye!
Bye!
Yeah.